Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. Also today I greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I welcome all of you, in particular all those who are here today for the first time. And we greet also all those who are joining us online. There are many more than are sitting here today, because all over the world are sitting assemblies and are watching on the screen what the Lord is doing in our midst. We are grateful for last night, for the holy and precious Word of God, so that our hearts were newly refreshed and strengthened by the Word. And we can cry out with the songwriter, as the choir has sung, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, fills my heart with a heavenly shine, born again, free from sin, a glorious child of God." Brothers and sisters, we must rejoice more about what God has done for us, having it before our eyes, what He prepared for us. Also this morning, we want to sing praises to Him. Let us sing together song number 33, "When We Walk With the Lord." Number 33, "When We Walk With the Lord." 33.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds in our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise in the cloud of the skies, but this heavenly thrives in doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust.
I'm still there.
We sing also a couple of choruses. Number one, they come from the east and west.
They come from the east and west. They come from fields of love. To fix strength by King in darkness cast. All this in this pilgrim's
Oh, I want to see him.
Oh, I want to
see number three.
Him, look upon his face. Here to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me live my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Yesterday, today, number four.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name.
Before we sing Only Believe, and before Brother Alfred Borg reads us the word of introduction and Brother Schmidt prays, I would like to give you some greetings which were sent to us. Our brother Mahi from India, Brother Selemani is sending greetings. Brother Nyagi from Nairobi is sending greetings. Brother Goma from France is sending greetings. Brother Joseph from Beni, Congo is sending greetings. Brother Motika from Johannesburg is sending greetings. Brother Yapi from Abidjan is also sending greetings. Brother Rahidi from India is sending greetings. Brother Philemon from Pretoria. Brother Indo from Mauritania. Sister Christine from Schwarzenberg, Germany is sending greetings, asking for prayer. Brother Chauffeur from Kigali, Rwanda. Brother Lupondo from Luanda. Brother Manasse from Port Prince. Brother Kalume from Angola is sending greetings. Brother Envubayo. Brother Bulumba is sending greetings. Brother Manaka from South Africa is sending greetings. Brother Martin from South America is sending greetings. And Brother Manasse from Lyon, France is also sending greetings. Now we sing Only Believe, Only Believe. And then Brother Alfred Polk will read us the word.
Only believe, all things are possible for only believe. Only believe, only believe. All
things are possible. Only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Thank you. We can say amen to it. Only believe, all things are possible, only believe. If we believe this morning, all things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Do we believe this? Why? Because the Lord promised it. He is present by His Holy Spirit to bless us, just as He blessed us last night and helped us. He spoke to us through His Word. I don't know how you felt. I'm so glad also this morning to be again be here, to receive what He prepared for us. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word. Yesterday we were reading from Colossians 1. Now I would like to read the word of introduction from Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2 from verse 9. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. And ye are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. In whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised Him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
Indem er uns alle Übertretungen aus Gnaden
praise and thanks, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Praise and thanks. Let us remember what we heard last night from Isaiah 53. He not only our sins, not only our guilt He took upon Himself, also our sickness, our pain, He has taken it upon Himself. Is this not wonderful? Let us also read verse 15. and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Praise and thanks. Once for all, he defeated the devil. All difficulties he took upon himself. Brothers and sisters, have we not much reason to thank him this morning for it and to praise his name? Let us do it now. Please, let us stand up for it. Great God, also in this morning hour, on this day, O Lord, which you have given us, we have come to this place, each one to appear in your presence, to receive what you prepared for us, for your people. Your promises, they are coming all to fulfillment, because we were reading it here, we were hearing it, that we have the fullness in you. Help us, give us grace to believe, strengthen each one of us, and let us praise you, the living and true God. We thank you that you have overcome everything for us. Thank you, O God, for all the blessings which you have given us already in the songs, in the music, and in everything, Lord. In everything your name is glorified. O God, we ask you this morning, receive it from us here at this place and everywhere where the people are looking up to you and are joined with you and joined with us, so that we exalt your name, for you alone are the one who makes everything well. Oh God, we ask you once again, please bless all, really all, who are looking up to you, all who believe you and your word, who want to follow you and obey you. Lord Jesus, lead us by your Holy Spirit, whom you promised and whom you poured out at the beginning, on the day of the founding of your church. We are looking forward, Lord. Please, as we heard also yesterday, Lord, the song, do not pass us by, Lord. Hear the heart, the cry of our hearts. Be merciful to us also this morning, Lord. Please bless each one who is present here and those who are listening worldwide. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we ask, there shall be a child dedication. Please, parents, come with the children to the front. Let us sing a chorus. Who says one? We'll give all the glory to Jesus.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonder.
Brother Gilbert,
Seigneur notre Dieu, notre Père, nous venons te dire grand merci pour ce bébé Ariel Lodi que tu as donné à cette famille en bonne santé. Seigneur, que tu bénisses ce bébé, qu'il soit gardé dans tes mains. Jésus, nous réclamons que tu le gardes, le protèges pour le temps et pour l'éternité. Que tu donnes les biens spirituels pour que ce bébé ne manque de rien, qu'il grandisse dans la crainte de ton nom. Bénis-le au nom de Jésus-Christ. Bénis les parents, bénis toute la famille. Au nom de Jésus-Christ, notre Sauveur, notre Rédempteur. Amen.
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 Dieu soit avec vous.
German. Heavenly Father, we are coming with this child to you. You are, Lord, you have taken all the children into your arms and you bless them. Also, we call your blessing upon this child and we consecrate it to you for time and for eternity. Be blessed in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, all the family, be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Very nice. Heavenly Father, also this child, we consecrate it to you and we ask you for your blessing. Receive it, protect it, and bless also the mother and give grace that this child is being raised for your glory. To you, this child is dedicated for time and for eternity in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Praise and thanks be to our God for his grace and faithfulness. We truly have heard and read a mighty word. That's what it's all about. That our Lord, who created man fallible, that he himself took upon himself the responsibility for the redemption out of the fall. And the first promise was that the seed of God will come into the flesh to bruise the head of the serpent. This promise was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, our Lord. When Mary heard the promise, the child born from thee comes, is of the Holy Ghost, and shall be called the Son of God. How often we said it here. As sure as he, as the Son of God, was manifested in the flesh, so sure he, for all sons and daughters of God, he paid the price for our redemption. He has torn in pieces the letter of requirements to the cross. He has written, torn into pieces, but then nailing it to his cross. And we are glorifying the grace which was bestowed upon us. And we say it time and again, our Lord has not only come to build many Christian denominations. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. He paid the price. We are his possession. We are his possession for all eternity. Here also greetings from Cuba. We are very grateful to God. God willing, in March, the journey goes to Portugal. Also there, God opened wonderful doors. And then it once again goes to Cuba to bring the holy and precious word into three cities, so that really everywhere the last ones are being called out, and so that the number gets complete, and so that the Lord can return to take us home. We are grateful to God for this mission center here, grateful that you can come here. And when I think about it, some are driving, some are flying from all directions under heaven. We are gathered here. We were counting it between 19 and 33 nations are gathered here on one weekend. People are gathered to hear the precious and holy word of God. And when we then think about it, that our brothers and sisters in New Zealand, who are 9 hours ahead of us, are listening now, and our brothers and sisters in Edmonton, who are 8 hours behind us, and that all are getting up, regardless whether the meeting is at midnight or at daytime. All over the earth are hearing with us and are grateful to the Lord that we may carry the last message. Also this morning, phone calls came. Brother Ngonga, Brother Nyagi, many were phoning. And they just said, Brother Frank, we are so grateful to God for the clear and true proclamation of the Word of God, for the calling out, and for the preparation of the bride church of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Brothers and sisters, also today, we will let God's word speak to us, taking it to heart, going with it on our inside, believing it, and then it will be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. As we heard in the word of introduction, even by the baptism, we prove that we died with Christ in water baptism. It's shown in picture that the old man is buried in the name of Jesus Christ, and so that the new man rises with Christ unto a new life. Brothers and sisters, the apostles, every Bible subject, every Bible doctrine, they illuminated. And although the subject was completely different, suddenly a verse comes, a total different subject has been dealt with, but it just goes with it, it just belongs to it, so that everything is proclaimed. Yes, the whole counsel of our God is being proclaimed. And that we now arrived at the end of the time of grace, and that we found grace in the sight of God, that we heard of that, what God ordained for this time, that we believed it, and we are very grateful to the Lord for that, what He has done. And every time We can repeat it anew. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We were not running after interpretations, but following the true and clear word of God. And also for this, we time and again can thank him anew. That the Lord has kept us in his word and kept us in his will by his grace. And with us it will be like it was with Enoch, who walked with God, who was joined with God as the seventh after Adam, to show us that in the last church age there will be people on the earth who suddenly will be taken up and will be no more found on the earth anymore. And also, in Hebrews chapter 9, it is shown to us very clearly that the Lord, for the first time, he has come to take away our sins, and that he will come for the second time without reference to the sin, just in reference to them who have received forgiveness and who are ready to meet him. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Who are waiting for him, who have prepared themselves. Who is waiting? Who waits in the natural for the bridegroom? Of course, only the bride. All the others, they have their own programs. Also this, we may emphasize it. He who is born of God heareth the words of God. That's how it is written. And it remains like this. And as we just read, the Lord for the first time, he has come to be offered as a sacrifice for sin. And he comes for the second time to take away the redeemed, to take the bride of the Lamb home into glory. We are just so grateful that God has given us this connection to his word, the connection to his plan of salvation. And then we also remember that what Brother Branham was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Who would have thought of it, that so many years would pass, but the message had to be carried unto the ends of the earth? And if I just may mention this briefly, if I look back to the many years, 50 years, now I preached more than 10,000 sermons. I used 10,000 miles. to bring the word, to carry the word from continent to continent. Why? Because God had given the commission. The message back to the word, back to the beginning, back to the doctrine of the apostles. And so we may emphasize once and again, God not only sent Brother Branham to bring about a new denomination, to establish a new religion. No, to bring the true believers back to God, back to the Word. Because as the bridegroom was the Word manifest in the flesh, so the bride... brothers and sisters, we may confess before God to have found grace before God, to have remained in balance in the proclamation and in everything what God has given us by His grace. And as I just said, if we look back to all the years, God has really given grace. And we may say, that what our Lord said in Matthew 24, verse 14, namely, this gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. The end will come, but before it comes, the true gospel of Jesus Christ had to be preached first. And in Revelation 14, verse 6, it's even called the everlasting gospel. Revelation chapter 14. Here it's written in verse 6. Revelation 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. That's how it is written in the Word of God. And that's how we experience it now. In reality, here's not a theory, but it's a divine reality. The calling out, the preparation, the restoration, and the true proclamation of the everlasting gospel, as it was preached at the beginning, is now being preached unto all nations. What was in the original gospel? That God manifest Himself in Christ, and that to us was given the ministry of reconciliation, that we can call out to everyone, be ye reconciled with God. Come back to the Lord. Experience the forgiveness. Experience the grace. Experience the full salvation. And then we see that Paul, who was pardoned by God in a special way, he has written in Galatians chapter 1, he referred to it. When people will preach another gospel, namely another gospel than that what God has given at the beginning, and which is called the everlasting gospel. And so we believe it. Galatians, chapter 1, from verse 6. Galatians 1, verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Already then, at the very beginning, brethren turned away from the true gospel, bringing forth own doctrines. Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Here we have the apostle who was led by the Spirit. He had to say these things, that people would just turn away of that what was at the beginning. And this we experienced in the course of the 2,000 years. We've seen it. All had their own gospel. All had their own statutes. All had their own creeds. All have their own doctrines. But the church of Jesus Christ comes back to the original foundation and the doctrine. One God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Back to that what was at the beginning. In verse 8, the very serious admonition which we all have to take to heart. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. The matter is very serious. It's very serious. There's no room, there's no compromise. Either it's right or it's not right. Either it's correct or it's false. Light and darkness can never be mixed. The first thing God did, he separated light from darkness. And the Lord himself said, he who follows me shall not remain in darkness, but have the light of life. And by grace, we came into the direct follow. We are not following Paul or Peter. We are following our Lord. God used them to write down everything what belongs to the teaching. Also, Brother Branham. We are, of course, not following Brother Branham or Brother Frank. We are following Jesus Christ. We are crucified with him. And we were buried with him. And with him we rose unto a new life by his grace. And as written here, there is no other gospel at all. And who nevertheless preaches another gospel, he is under a curse. He is under the curse. That's how we read it. And that's how it remains. Then verse 9, and as we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. We're not judging, but really, what is with all the denominations, who all of them, put up their own statutes and creeds? Brothers and sisters, the more thankful we can be that God in our time, in the total confusion, be it politically, be it religiously, that God had a voice crying in the wilderness to bring us back to the original, so that we believe as the scripture says. And if you emphasize that Abraham believed God, and we also believe God. We're not believing a church. We don't believe what he or she said. We believe what God said in his word. And then verse 10, the man of God emphasized, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek what I need is the agreement with God?" What you need is the agreement with God. Agree with that what God said, and then God will agree with what you believe. Paul said, "Do I seek to persuade men?" Can you? We can only agree with God. And all who are of God, they will agree with the word. And then it's being fulfilled, what is written here. Or do I seek to please men?
Yeah.
And then we read it to the end. For if I yet pleased men, no, and again no. For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. We cannot please men and please God at the same time. The one excludes the other. And brothers and sisters, we are accused that we don't belong to any organization or to any denomination. Several positions are being listed. This denomination or this church, Free People's Mission, is nowhere a member. It doesn't belong to anywhere. It is not having part in any conference. Brothers and sisters, the decision God made for us, and as written here, if I now would like to seek to please men, I'm not even a servant of Christ. Then I'm a church preacher or something, but not a servant of God who is in the ministry of God and who carries out the divine commission which he has given for this time. Also this now, brothers and sisters, we time and again, we may emphasize it. We are living in the most important time period of the New Testament church. And I dare to say, the decision which we make now, with this decision, we will go into eternity. And if I say here with much pain that there are so many different directions came up who refer to Brother Branham, then it's even more worse. It's even worse. Then we make the comparison with all the Christian denominations. It's much worse. And we see how important it is to always come back to the Word and to believe with all our hearts, as the Scripture has said. Many, many scriptures could be mentioned here now. I say now, really, as the bride of the Lamb, because thus it is written, and his bride has made herself ready. Revelation 19, verse 7. The bride of the Lamb, purchased by the blood of the Lamb, ordained for eternity, ordained to be with the Lord forever. He himself will return and he will take us home. That's how he said it in his word. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. And then we read the wonderful words in the book of Acts, chapter 1, from verse 9 to 11. The same Jesus shall come in like manner as you have seen him go up to heaven. What do the brothers want to make who say, oh, the Lord did come already? They say, Revelation 10 is fulfilled already. Who are saying this and that? They have lost their clear mind. They have lost the orientation in the Word of God. Our beloved Lord, who died in the body of flesh for us, who rose on the third day, and who ascended bodily to heaven, and the disciples, they looked after him. The same Savior will return in his body, and we will experience change of our bodies, and we will be raptured and will meet him in the cloud, and then we'll be with him forever. The nice thing is that whatever God promised in his word, it is connected with divine reality, not philosophy, not theology, but it will be a divine reality. And so we are so grateful that we found grace with God in this time. And everything what Brother Branham said, that we can place it scripturally. There are really people who are preaching. All the people have the Bible, but now counts that what the prophet said. No, although all have the Bible, God has sent the prophet to reveal the things written in the Bible, because the word always came to the prophet, and God does nothing unless he revealeth his secret unto his servant, the prophet, not to the evangelists, not to the charismatics, but revealing it to his servants, the prophets. I'm always very sad when with the name of Brother Branham things are being done, referring to the message and so forth. So many things are done, and it has nothing to do with God anymore. We cannot go here into all the details. all would shake their heads if they would hear of what is being done on the earth now. All kinds of doctrines, all kinds of deceptions. The more thankful we can be for the revealed holy word of God. And we are also grateful for that, that the Almighty God has given us the access, and that He has spoken out the divine call Himself. Brothers and sisters, this must be said time and again. Would I know something about what God has ordained for this time? If there would not have been the 2nd of April 1962, where the Lord Himself spoke with a mighty voice, all-penetrating voice, He said, "My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach My word." It's as true as every verse in the Bible. And therefore God has given this grace that I witnessed and experienced the ministry of Brother Branham, be it 1955 in Karlsruhe, be it in 1958 in Dallas, Texas, be it in 1962 in Jeffersonville. This God has led in, it just belongs to it. God led it. And Brother Branham told me on the 12th of June 1958, he told me, "Brother Frank, you will return to Germany with this message." I had no idea of message at all, but God knew what He said. And time and again we are so grateful that He led step by step. Also, I was asked the question whether it was 14 times or 17 times the Lord spoke. Altogether, it were 17 times. Mighty experiences which I had with God, but only 14 times the voice of the Lord sounded forth. In January 1981, I only had the experience of the rapture, but I was not addressed as servant. I was taken out of the body, and I was waiting for the brethren from Romania that they are fetching me from the hotel. It was between 12 and 1 hour. And suddenly, I was transferred into glory. And I entered the pearly gates. And left, at the left, the choir was singing Psalm 34. But I was not addressed. I was not spoken to. And so I just, it is very correct, only in the three supernatural experiences I was not spoken to personally, but it was an experience. The other 14 times, it was a command of that what I had to do by the command of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, also this, such a responsibility was laid upon me. No one can imagine it. You all know these special experiences. But for me, if I think back, that God always, in His faithfulness, He said the right thing at the right time, helping me. Just think of Marseille, about the seven thunders. No answer I had, no answer. And then next morning, yes, my servant, get up and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. I want to speak with you. What do you think? What do you think what these experiences mean for me? When the Lord Himself gives the answer through His Word, what do we need more? We don't need anymore to speak and confer with flesh and blood. If the Lord God has spoken to us, this is then enough, and this we need, so that the Lord speaks to us through His Word. But also this word from 2 Timothy chapter 4, if one reads on, how it is emphasized that the time would come where unbiblical doctrines are being presented. 2 Timothy chapter 4. It's not about, not only about the sermon of the word. This is the first place. Yes, preach the word. Here, verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, and or out of season. Reproof, rebuke. It's always like that. For some, it's in season, and they're grateful. And for the others, it's out of season, and they're unthankful, and they don't receive it. Be instant, in season and out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And then comes the word of prophecy for this time. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. We have not itching ears. We have a longing in our hearts that God doesn't speak to our ears, but that God speaks to our hearts, so that the word of God falls into our hearts, and so that we ponder upon it, and so that we get it revealed by His grace. I think all of us, we may testify, the Lord revealed Himself to us. He not only spoke through His Word, He spoke to you all through His Word. He revealed Himself to all of us. As we sing in a song, You revealed Yourself to me in great love. Is it not like this, brothers and sisters? That everything what God revealed to Peter, to Paul, to John, whatever He revealed to them, that it was also revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Is it not like this? That everything, beginning with the fall, up to the book of Revelation, that God revealed everything what He revealed to Brother Branham, the opening of the seals, all the things were at their right place, and we may have a complete overall view of all the plan of salvation of our God. God didn't send His prophet in vain. With this, the most important purpose was connected, namely to bring the bride church back to the Word of God, so that we may experience the completion by His grace. In this connection belongs also that what is written in 1 Kings chapter 17, we all know. 1 Kings 18, The man of God took the 12 stones. He rebuilt the altar of God, and he called the people of God together. But in chapter 17, 1 Kings chapter 17, here it's written a word which we can compare with Matthew 25. 1 Kings 17, verse 14 and 16 in particular. Here it's written, 1 Kings 17, verse 14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. The meal was meant for the bread, for food, but the cruse of oil, the cruse of oil, we all know, in Matthew 25, all had lamps, but the wise had the cruse of oil with them, the cruse of oil to pour in again, to fill up again. And then both comes to fulfillment, both, namely, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God, and that the Holy Spirit, time and again, leads us into the deep things of the Word of God. So, not only illumination, not only having lamps, but having the oil in the cruse, it shall not fail. Just think of it. Doesn't matter how much it was filled up during the 3.5 years. Always, the oil was always there. The same measure was there. Doesn't matter how they were filling up. The barrel of meal, they were baking and baking, and the same meal was there. The same oil was there. What is today? What is today? How often the Lord prepared the table for us. How often we received the word of God. And the Lord said, "You shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." How often God has given us from the fullness of His Spirit, and He blessed us, giving us revelation by the Holy Spirit, by His grace. Not only lamps, but as written here, brothers and sisters, believe me, the fullness of the Spirit of God will never waste. The more we fill up, the more is there. And we will never lack of the spiritual food. The Lord God took care for it, that we are fed spiritually, as it was then in the days of Elijah. Then, verse 16 also, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Hallelujah! Praise be to the living God. It's God's holy word which we believe. And the Lord prepares the table for us in the presence of our enemies. And He gives revelation. And I can assure you, it will remain like this until the return of the Lord. The food will never waste. The oil, the revelation by the Holy Spirit, the holy anointing will abide on us, and we can fill up again. In Matthew 25, we have, of course, the well-known word which we read many times of the wise and of the foolish virgins. One day, and it will be very soon, it will be manifested who believed the message of Elijah. Because that's how God said it by the prophet. The meal of the barrel shall not waste. This is not a priest said, but the prophet said it, who was ordained to rebuild the altar, to call the people of God together and to make the decision. How long shall you stagger on two sides? And before that was the promise given, the barrel of meal shall not waste, and the cruse of oil shall also not waste, will not fail. The same it is today. How many sermons we have heard, how often God has given us grace, giving us revelation by the Spirit. And we may say, it's still here as it was before. We can give out and give out, and it's still here with us as it was before. And we can preach the word of God. And as I said before, in thousand sermons, everything remained as it is. All the word remained as it is. We can pass on every word of God. Everything remains as it was at the beginning. And I tell you, the word of our God is so precious. And all of us, who we can believe with all our hearts, we are grateful that we recognized in this time that God has sent a prophet like Elijah. And as I said before, not to bring about a new denomination, but with the thus saith the Lord, the leading back to the word of God, back into the sanctuary, there where the throne of God is, there where the blood of Christ was brought, and where it speaks for us. And so we thank our Lord for the grace which he has given to us. We have still some scriptures which we want to look upon. It's so mighty, and again so mighty. In 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 4, we of course mentioned already that the Lord will return to take us home. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. And here, the well-known verse 15. Brothers and sisters, I hope that God's word really means everything for us. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. It's thus saith the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, not a doctrine, not a revelation, for the Lord himself shall descend, shall return. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Then we will be with the Lord. Then everything will be over. All the trials, everything that came upon us. And let us be honest here, the enemy, all the others can, the enemies let all the others run. But he accuses God's children. Therefore we read yesterday, when the male child is being taken up, who will rule all nations with a rod of iron, when this takes place, then Satan, the accuser of the brethren, will be cast down from heaven unto the earth. He doesn't accuse the others. He lets them run. But the true children of God, they are accused. Tell him, you have no right to accuse me. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces. It's nailed to the cross. I'm clean of sin. As a German song goes, I forever praise you, the Savior. And then the Apostle Paul crowns in 1 Thessalonians 5, in verse 23, he crowns this wonderful event. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, here all three areas are included. Soul, spirit, and the body. And there are really people on which Satan wants to do something, be it by witchcraft or sorceries or soothsaying or some kind of devil's things. So that Satan has some kind of right on the people. Because that's how God said it. The sin of the fathers will be taken into the third generation. Brothers and sisters, our Lord said in Luke 4, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach liberty to the captives. Every right of Satan is abolished by the blood of the Lamb. And in our soul, in our spirit, and in our body, we may belong to our Lord completely, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Should some be in our midst today who have the impression that something unnatural is in them, which they can't cope anymore, satanic attacks which are outside of the natural, brothers and sisters, today, we want to pray for everyone, for all who are yet lost, still lost, for forgiveness, for reconciliation, for grace and salvation. And for all who are still bound, our Lord has come to set the captives free, to lead captivity captive, and to give gifts to men. And so that we all experience what is written. What you lose on earth, shall also be loosened in heaven. Sometimes it's necessary that one speaks it out, because the people cannot help themselves and cannot penetrate. And so we can also pray with you, and just claiming that the redeemed are redeemed in their spirit, soul, and body, delivered, that they are consecrated to God, that there's a divine harmony by grace, so that we can meet our God unreprovable, blameless at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are so many scriptures which we could read still to pass on the full salvation and to emphasize what's really all about. We all know, also in the book of James, the man of God wrote about it, what the Lord prepared for us and what is waiting for all of us. James, here we have it written. We all know verse 7. Let me read James 5, verse 7. James, chapter 5. Here it's written in verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. And now comes the next verse, addressed to us. Verse 8. Be ye also patient. Be ye also patient. Patient. Establish your hearts, for the return of the Lord has come near. He has not only being said that God will send the early and latter rain, but to us the word is addressed. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts also today. Establish your souls. Establishing it, being firm in the Word of God, so that we're really anchored in the Word of God, and so that the Word of God is anchored in us, so that we know everything what God promised, this He will give, and He has given it. Hold it fast in your heart, for the return of the Lord has come near. Is it not so that the apostles, already then, 2,000 years ago, by the Holy Spirit, they were led by the Holy Spirit to write down the things which shall be preached today, which may be preached to us, who we are now very close before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say it here. May all, young and old, great and little, may all remain normal in the natural life. Please forgive me. Forgive me. This natural comparison. Last week, I heard of two brothers that they will buy a house. I was rejoicing, remaining sober, planning their lives as God leads it, Not some kind of... May all young people learn their professions. Whatever is for, ordained for them, may they do it so that no reproach comes upon the kingdom of God, comes upon the church of Jesus Christ, so that really all remain sober and clear, young and old, great and little, whoever we may be, being grateful that our Lord settles our hearts in the Word of God, and nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me say it here in summary. Let me say, we are living in the last period before the return of Jesus Christ. We believe that God has sent his prophet to reveal unto us the promises for this time, especially concerning the return of the Lord, concerning the preparation and calling out, that we have been made attentive to that what God ordained for us. Now the thought comes to me, the word from the book of Acts, chapter 3. I think yesterday we quoted it in part, but let me read it here so that all might know what was said in the second sermon which Peter preached, what was said in the sermon, namely in reference to our time. Acts chapter 3 from verse
18.
But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer. He has so fulfilled. Repent. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. He who comes to the Lord is being convicted by the Spirit of God. Then even the tears can roll down, and we bow before the Lord and we say, Lord, forgive me, be merciful to me. And as emphasized, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And then the apostle speaks to our time, speaks about our time. When the times of refreshing, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets since the world began. This is the promise for our time. Him, he must remain in heaven until the times of restoration of all the things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. And brothers and sisters, we may recognize this. What kind of grace God has given to us, that we get an understanding into the plan of salvation of our God. That we not just say something, but that God said it in his word. and that we can believe it. He remains in glory until everything is restored, until everything is restored, until soul, spirit, and body was dedicated to the Lord. And as we read, repentance, repent and be converted. What did Peter say in the first sermon? Repent. Repent. Repent, be converted, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to confirm the forgiveness of your sins. The forgiveness happens by the blood of the Lamb. But he who experienced forgiveness confirms it by the water baptism. As we read it, that by baptism we are buried with Christ into his death. This is the meaning of the immersion, as God said it through Paul in Romans chapter 6, as it is written down. Should there be some amongst us today who would like to be baptized, then after this service, there is given the opportunity for it. Our wish is that the last ones are being called out. And as we just read, that we are patient, persevering until the return of Jesus Christ. And I am convinced that all who now hear the voice of God and who believe his revealed word for this time, that they are the ones who will experience their preparation by his grace. And that they are the ones. Although you are saying, I'm not worthy. Who is worthy? There's only one who is worthy. And this is our Lord and Savior. All of us, we were born in sin. We are all coming into this world, being lost. And what is sure for them who are born in this world is death. They are all waiting for death. But our Lord has taken away the power of death. And we will reign throughout all eternity with him. Although we summarized many thoughts today, may the Lord God yet speak to each one of us. And in the proclamation, it must be this way, that for everyone is something. And therefore, the manifold way in this proclamation to our Lord be the glory. May there be something for each one of us in this sermon. May something be in it. May everyone be spoken to. And all who made their decision for the Lord today, they have now the opportunity to be baptized scripturally. To our God be the glory and the worship. I just have one question. Can you all believe with all your heart that the return of Jesus Christ is very near? Can you believe with all your heart that God has sent his prophet to give us an understanding of his plan of salvation, and so that all of the message of the word, namely the everlasting gospel, is being preached unto all nations and tongues, because God said it like this in his word? And by grace, we experienced it. And we are so grateful to the Lord for it. May all over the earth, in all peoples and tongues, may all be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. May all be filled with faith and obedience. May all experience their preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. And also this, I say once again, as sure as I have seen in January 1981, I have seen the rapture, I experienced it, so sure we will together will be raptured. We will be raptured. All who believe now and who experience their preparation, we will have part in the rapture. God has sent his servant with this purpose, so that all who are of God are hearing the last message, that they believe it, that they are obedient, and that they are brought into conformity with God and his word. To him, the living God, be the glory and the praise throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. And let us sing together, Just As I Am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Darf ich heute ein Wort besonders an alle Jugend?
May I address a special word to the young people today, who have dedicated their lives to the Lord, or who would like to rededicate it today. In fact, all to whom the Lord God spoke today through his word, we mentioned everything, the full redemption by the blood of the Lamb, the full forgiveness of all sins and guilt. We have read it. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces. The blood of the Lamb of God was shed for the blood-bought flock. May today, especially the young people, may they all dedicate their lives to the Lord. Just wherever you are now, seek the connection with God. Seek it in prayer. Dedicate him your lives. Also young and old, great and little. Also today, those who are here today for the first time. Also our friends from Landshut. May God bless you, whether we are from the Czech Republic, from Slovakia, from Romania, from wherever we are, from Switzerland, Austria, from France, Belgium, wherever we are from. God is present. He is calling out. Believe me, this is the last call, the final message. Ye, my people, come out and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. That's how it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, last verses. And that's how we preach it. For it is ordained for our time, all sons and daughters of God, all who are born again by the word and spirit, by the power of the blood of the Lamb, they dedicated their lives to God. And we believe, as the scripture says, and as we read, our Lord and Savior remains in heaven until the times in which we are living now and in which we arrived, where everything is being restored into its original condition. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, we thank you. Thank you for your precious and holy word. Dear Lord, also for that, that the food will never finish. The meal in the cruse will not waste, and the oil in the cruse will remain full. The cruse remains full until the end. And from you, out of your fullness, we may receive grace for grace. Also today, beloved Lord, reveal and manifest thy power and glory. Save, deliver, heal, and bless, and confirm your holy and precious word. To you, the alone God, be the glory and the praise throughout all eternity. And in particular, we consecrate you, all the newcomers. Dear Lord, may all find the connection. May all get the connection. And having part in your working and moving, to you, the Almighty God, we consecrate all, young and old, great and little, in all peoples and tongues and nations. Dear Lord, bless Israel. Bless your people, your covenant people. Bless the church from all nations and tongues. And complete thy work with us. And complete it then with your people Israel. We thank you that everything is in your hands, and that you will do everything at the right time, as it is written. Give us all grace and patience, that we don't become impatient, and that we don't ask, where is the promise of his return? No. Beloved Lord, we know you will not be coming too late. You want that the last ones are called out, and we may bring them to you. We may consecrate them to you, and we may know the call goes forth now and to the ends of the earth. To you, the Almighty God, we thank you for the Old and for the New Testament. We thank you for the full conformity. And your church is established upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, where Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. Beloved Lord, my heart is filled with gratefulness, and I ask you, be merciful and help all, so that all can believe with all their hearts that you are the one who speaks to us, and that you are telling us all, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I thank you that you opened our hearts and that we can believe and trust you and that we know you will bring it to pass. Blessed and praised be your wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And all the people say, Amen. You may be seated for a while. Remember us in your prayers. As I said at the beginning, we will make use of March, especially in Portugal, to bring the word of the Lord there. Brother Miskis and myself, we will travel there and then also to Cuba together with Brother Erwin Pacheco to bring the message of the Lord there. And already today I want to say, brothers and sisters, write it down, God willing. We have end of March, we have the meetings in Zurich and the meeting in Zurich. And then also at the beginning of April, the meeting here in Krefeld. But on the second weekend, on the second Sunday in April, on the 9th of April, God willing, we once again will be in the city of Böblingen in Germany. And we invite you all. Böblingen is located very nicely. All who are coming from Switzerland and Austria, in the south of Germany. And it's worthwhile to call those together who are scattered there. Many cannot come. And God willing, we will be there on the 9th of April, Sunday. In Böblingen, we will have a meeting there. Just remember all the brothers who are translating, all who use their time, also Brother Michael, Brother Genton, and all who are just coming from other countries to translate here. May God bless our brother Noble Gill. May God bless all from all people's tongues and nations. Also the brethren from Istanbul, from Turkey, they were phoning me and they wish us God's richest blessing. And the one brother reported what kind of doors were opening now in the neighboring countries and where the message can be carried to. May God bless from Iran. May God bless. God calls out and very soon the number will be complete and together we will experience the completion. And then we'll be with the Lord forever. To him be the glory throughout all eternity. Brother Miskis, who will baptize, will you now pray? Who would like to be baptized? How many are here who would like to be baptized? Please show your hands. How many? 1, 2, 3. Please come to the front. All who would like to be baptized, come to the front. Let us stand up. Let us pray together. Come to the front. Who would like to be baptized, please come to the front. We all will then witness this baptism. Let us pray now. Faithful Heavenly Father, what a wonderful grace was bestowed upon us, O Lord, that we may hear these words of life as your disciples heard it at that time, as the apostles preached it, how everything was written down, as the Holy Spirit has given it. And we have the same word. We heard it today, the word of life, which is able to save, which is able to deliver, which is able to give us the inheritance. Bless us. Bless the water baptism. Bless the brothers and sisters who dedicated their lives and who testify that they made a good, that they made a covenant of a good conscience with you. Bless us together and dismiss us with your blessing and dismiss us with your peace. Be with each one of us and lead us and guide us in the light of your holy word. And bless our brother, your faithful servant. Give strength, give grace for the coming days so that your word can be preached there with divine authority and so that many get still saved. Everything we lay before you and we thank you. You will bring it to pass, Lord. Yes, you brought it to pass already. In your name, to your name be the glory. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. I would like to shake hands with each one. Whether our choir has a fitting song, I don't know. Where's our choir leader? I would like to wish all God's blessing with all my heart. God bless you. Come a bit closer here. Still the time of grace. Through his blood. God be the glory. Your sacrifice is perfect. You delivered us from our sin and our guilt. We are a people of priests, kings in your kingdom. There is no other name on earth which is compared to you. There is salvation for you. What the world cannot offer you, this you will find on the cross of Calvary. Sin and guilt. We are a people of priests, kings in your kingdom. There is no other name on earth which can be, which is like your name. And all the people say, Amen. Before the choir sings the next song, we ask Brother Didier to come and to thank the Lord with us. Blessed and praised be the Lord. Brother Arben Mulay is also here to translate him. May all be blessed worldwide. May all be grateful for that, what God has done for us. How many are grateful to believe, as the Scripture has said?
Seigneur, notre Dieu, notre Père,
Lord, our God and Father,
was für eine Herrlichkeit.
What a wonderful glory.
Welche Harmonie.
What a harmony.
Welches Licht.
What a light.
Durch dein, in deinem Licht schauen
in
wir
your light we see the light.
Wir sind geleitet mit Gewissheit.
We are led with certainty.
Und wir haben die völlige Überzeugung, dass du der die
And we have the full conviction that you who have given the promise You are faithful to fulfill it. Lord, we have patience because we believe that that what you promised is the truth. And we will see the fulfillment. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful grace, for this unmeasurable love which you again proved today. You allowed that we received your word, and your word is for us yes and amen. You spoke to our hearts in a very special way. We believe that the we believe that the cruise and the it will be always full, and the same is applied to our lamps. To you be the praise for the work which we are doing now . The message is being preached to all the nations. It's a clear message so that the last ones can be called out and so that the rapture can take place. Bless every heart, bless every soul. We thank you for the souls which have hearkened to your call. Thank you for the baptism. Glory to you. You spoke to us about the deliverance. If there are situations in our lives which we have no explanation for, we believe that the victory was perfect on the cross of Calvary. And therefore we proclaim in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the captives are set free, that we may walk in liberty. Because the letter of requirements is torn into pieces. And may you confirm it in every life. Bless also your servant. Bless him for the journey which is ahead of him. And bless our hearts which have heard your word. Bless us on our ways. Bless our trips home so that we can glorify the perfect triumph what you have done today for us. Be praised and blessed forever. Bless all who are listening now online in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Now we hear another song. Wonderful message of love. Wonderful message. Besitz auf Land. Hell and death is conquered. He died on the cross of Calvary, sacrificing himself for us, giving us the grace. Hear this message. Wonderful, wonderful. This message of love for you and for me. Almighty God, we thank you with all our hearts, also for this weekend. We thank you for your grace, for your word. We thank you that you strengthened us in the faith. We thank you that we may believe as the Scripture has said. And now we pray, please bless together with us all your people worldwide, your blood-bought flock. Yes, the message is for you and for me. It's for us. We thank you for the balance which you have given us. Also for that, that we may emphasize the main point. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. And that you have given us the ministry of reconciliation, that we may say to everyone, be ye reconciled with God. Receive forgiveness. Receive deliverance. Accept your healing. And thank the Lord God for it, who confirmed his word in all of us who we believe. Bless all who are going to be baptized. Beloved Lord, to you we say once again thanks for your word, for your grace, for the message of love which we may carry. Bless us. Be with us. Yes, lift up thy countenance over all of us and give us your peace and your blessing. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah, amen. This alone will be glory. Let us sing. This alone will be glory. This alone will be glory. When free of sorrow I will see his face. When free of sorrow I will see his face.